Anna here on WGN. Let's talk to Naperville Mayor Steve Chirico is his name. He posted on Facebook that we need to start reopening some businesses by May 1st. That's right around the corner. And I want to ask you a little more, Mayor Chirico, how are you, first of all, and ask a little more about that post and what you would propose moving forward here, as I know a lot of people were anxious to get back to work, and we want to do that safely as well. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Anna. Thank you for having me today.
Thanks, Mayor. The Facebook post, I think, might have been interpreted wrong. You weren't saying, you weren't demanding that it happen. You weren't going to make it happen. You were suggesting, you're making a suggestion, is my understanding. So tell us about it.
Yeah, I think that's a little better way of putting it. It's important for people to understand that I don't have the authority to open businesses back up, and nor does our city council. So the governor has that authority, and whatever he decides, we will honor and support, just as we have done up until now. He's making some very difficult decisions, and he's taken in a lot of information. And I just want to make sure some of that information was our input and what we're feeling, what the data that we're getting from our local hospital and from our county health department, so that he could take that into consideration.
So what I saw here is, we have learned a great deal in the past 12 weeks. This is what you wrote on Facebook. We've changed our behaviors. We've educated ourselves. It's time to apply that we have learned and begin opening the low transmission risk businesses back up. Monitor the situation, and if we maintain manageable virus levels, open the next level of businesses. That was your proposal. So how would that work, Mayor Chirico? How would you see, how would that work in your mind about how we would proceed here? What kinds of businesses would we start to open?
Yeah, imagine, like, say, private office, an accounting office or a law office or any type of really office that doesn't have a lot of customers coming through it and that can maintain social distancing and the types of behavioral protocols that we've now put in place. I imagine those would be the first ones to open. And then you pause and you wait and see how, the numbers are working. You wait another 14 days to see if there's any active case increase. And by, I mean, active, you know, we, the state's been focusing mostly on total positive cases. Every day they add a higher number to it, so it just keeps going up and up and up. But we're not subtracting off the ones that are recovered, right? And so, mm-hmm. for us, what we're tracking in Naperville is our active cases, and we're pulling that information right from the DuPage and Will County Health Department websites. And our active cases in Naperville, at least, peaked on 4/16 and have been going down since. And that also is a parallel course of what we're seeing at our hospital in terms of their capacity, which has been going down since. So I want to make sure the governor, knows that, hey, look, every community's situation is not evolving at the same rate. And so, for Naperville, if this continues, if this trend continues to the 30th, which was the original date of his executive order, then we will have achieved 14 days of decline from our peak. And that was the first trigger that several of the CDC members and members of the state team have been saying is what will allow the initiation of opening back business.
What are you hearing from residents there, business owners and others, and what are they telling you? I imagine this didn't come out of nowhere, that you put this together based on talking to other folks in Naperville and what you're hearing from people around town.
Well, there's sort of two different, it's quite controversial, believe it or not. There's two different sort of groups that have formed, and I suspect it's largely based upon people who have financial security versus people who don't have financial security right now. There's a lot of people who are really frightened, and I think understandably so. Their careers are on hold, and they don't know how they're going to pay their bills, and like the food lines at the pantries are completely out of control. I mean, we just don't have enough to go around. People are worried. They don't know how they're going to pay their rent and their mortgage, and they want to make a living, and they want to see some sort of plan. And it might not be soon enough for them, but they want to see some sort of plan of how this is going to work. And then there's another group of people who are like, hey, look, I don't care what the costs are. I'm fine. I've got reserves. I've saved, and I don't have any financial insecurities. We're still working. I work for the government. I'm a teacher or whatever. And so there's a lot of people who just simply aren't being affected financially by this. And those people are more concerned, it seems, about just sort of doing everything we can to prevent more loss due to the coronavirus. And what I'm trying to explain is what Dr. Steve said just before me, and that is that the whole idea of flattening the curve, and Dr. Fauci has spoken to this as well, it's not about having less virus infection in our country, because until there's a vaccine, we're going to have the same amount of virus either way. The whole idea of flattening the curve is to stretch that infection rate over a longer period of time so we can keep the pressure off of our healthcare system and we can continue to provide high quality of care, and that's how you save lives. And so I think a lot of people are thinking that if we do the social distancing thing, then just fewer people are going to get infected. And while that's true short-term, it's not true long-term. Until we have a vaccine, the same number of people get infected. So our goal really is to find that sweet spot. If we can begin opening up businesses in a safe manner and slowly monitor the situation, making sure our hospitals can manage, and as long as they can, then we're doing everything we can to help the people who get infected. And nobody will, you know, be at additional risk. Where you get at risk is when the hospital system becomes overwhelmed and they don't have the resources to keep up. And then we can't give the type of care that we want to give. But, you know, in our situation, our hospital is over 50% vacant right now.
Yeah, there's important metrics to look at. Have you talked to the governor? Have you had any face-to-face, or I guess maybe not face-to-face in this environment, an email exchange, a virtual exchange, a Zoom call about this kind of thing? Does he know what the concerns are and what you're suggesting?
Sure, sure. And he's a busy guy, too, but he's been very good about communicating. He holds a biweekly phone conference with all the mayors, and of course I've been paying attention to his press conferences as well. And then we have a liaison from the governor's office that we can speak to directly, and I have been on a regular basis. And I've shared my my thoughts and my ideas, and you know, just wanted to make sure he knew what our data was saying over here. I mean, we look at our first responder EMT calls, and we've been tracking the COVID calls now for about 6 weeks, or maybe a little longer now. And just tracking the trending data there and the transports and any clusters that we've been made aware of through DuPage County, and all the data that we have has showed a stabilization over the last couple of weeks and a downward trend. Mm-hmm. And so I just, you know, he doesn't get every report from every city in the state, but I wanted to certainly make sure, and if it was a large city, I wanted him to know what our numbers were showing, because our numbers are showing that absolutely a leveling off at this time.
But, Mayor, if you open up some businesses, won't people from other areas then be coming into your area?
Sure. Sure. You know, no question. And then, yeah, that's why you have to monitor the situation. But, again, keep in mind that the infections are going to happen throughout our country until we find a vaccine. As long as we can manage and continue to provide health care to those people, then that's the best we can do. And so, you know what I'm saying? So in other words, the sweet spot is you open up enough of the economy that people can continue to earn a living as infections increase, as long as we have the resources and the capacity to help those people and give them care, that's the best we can do. Again, these infections are going to continue to occur until we have a vaccine.
Yeah. I mean, I hear you. I think that these are the discussions that are going on in the governor's office every day. What can be done? What should be done? And so you're contributing to that conversation. Very quickly, I just have a few seconds here. Mayor Jericho, is the nursing home issue. We talked about this yesterday. We've learned that 1 in 4 deaths across the state of Illinois are from nursing homes and long-term care facilities. You've had a bit of an issue there in Naperville as well with that. How are you addressing that concern?
Yeah, I mean, they've put in place a lot of really restrictions now, and you know what, they put them in place early before the outbreak, but I think that because of that group of our demographics, they're so susceptible to the infection with their immune system and they're at risk sort of category that it's unfortunate that has crept up. I mean, it's clearly across the country it's happened. But I think, you know, they've been doing a pretty good job of trying to mitigate this and control it. And, you know, we're just going to continue to, you know, hope that they can manage it to the best level as possible.
Yeah, I hear the frustration in your voice. These are really tough times, and I know anybody in public office right now is making difficult decisions, knowing that they impact so many people, knowing if you act, something happens. If you don't act, something happens, and they're tough times all around, but appreciate you calling.
All these things have consequences. You know, one of the doctors was telling me that people aren't going to the emergency room right now for normal types of emergencies, like heart conditions and stroke and those types of things. And there's a real concern on their half now that they're saying, you know, this could lead to other people dying. You
right.
know, so all these things that we do, and you know, you talk about people not working and the suicide rate going up and domestic violence rate going up, and you know, so all these things have consequences. We need to try to look at the whole picture and really come up with that best solution.
A lot of concerns. Thank you, Mayor. Yeah. And keep us posted on things, okay? Mayor Steve Chirico of Naperville.